limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships. Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Hello, and welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I am your host, John Johnson. And in this particular episode, I'm going to be talking about thinking about health. Now, here's why that particular title kind of resonates with me. Because I was talking with someone just a short time ago, and she has a sister who is getting married to a gentleman. And in her conversation with the sister, she was also noticing that the gentleman that is part of this wedding, he's not looking very well, meaning his health. He seems to be, she's wondering if he's going to be able to even make the wedding itself. So it got me to thinking about relationships that couples that I have seen in which it appears as if, do you look out for your significant other? You know, it's one thing to be involved with someone and, you know, you make all kinds of plans to do things. You plan on going out to dinner. You plan on going out to movies. You plan on taking vacations. But I often wonder, you know, we talk about for richer, for poorer, for better, for worse. I mean, that's some of the what you say when you're getting married, this part of the vows that you take. But I wonder if we really think about the depth of that. And, you know, we're in the age of where we accept people for who they are. At least we like to feel that we do. And, you know, people that have mental or physical challenges, I mean, that's one thing when you know about that, because you go into the relationship knowing about those things. But I'm speaking in this instance of someone who they have the perception that they're going to have a relatively normal relationship, but when you're looking at the partner and they are not doing well physically, and you look at, okay, what's the long-term situation going to be like? Is this person going to be healthy? Do you realize what you take on when you get into a relationship with someone? I mean, my thought is that when you become involved with somebody, you embrace them, you embrace who they are, and you're a team. Whatever happens to them happens to you. And one of the things that you're going to do in order to help look out for their well-being is if you see that they are not feeling well, then you're going to want to point that out to them. You're going to want to say, hey, look, you know, you don't seem like you're feeling well. I want you to go to the doctor. Maybe you make the eye appointments for them. You know, it's sort of a nurturing kind of thing to do. And it's wonderful to see that. I have met people who have been in long-term relationships and they don't seem to have that kind of connection. It's almost as if their partner is going to have to be on their own. And I find that a little disconcerting. When I think of people who have a relationship and what they've invested, you would kind of hope that looking out for your partner is something that you want to do. I mean, I can imagine how it can be very taxing to be involved with somebody who may have medical challenges. It'd be certainly those kinds of things can wear on you over time, but you certainly have to find ways to cope to get through those moments. But I'm thinking of the situation like I'm sharing with you right now, which the sister is planning about the wedding in Paris. they're planning up, or excuse me, the wedding here, but the honeymoon in Paris, and all of the trimmings, and this gentleman may not even be able to make it to the altar. And I began to think about, hey, how would I message this to get people, check in with your partner to see what's going on with them. Now, I will caveat this particular scenario because it's an older couple. They've both been in relationships before, and I would venture to say that this particular couple, like I say, they're probably in their 50s, if not older. So people in that realm have likely had relationships. They likely have had health challenges that they've had to overcome. So for those of you who are younger who are listening to this, it sort of implores you to look at least consider what being involved with somebody who may have health challenges is going to be like. Again, I mentioned something about disabilities earlier, and this isn't to single out someone in that regard, because you know about those things going in. But I'm talking about people that don't necessarily make good choices about their health. And when you find out about that, this is why you kind of want to date, why you want to spend time with someone, getting to know somebody. And, you know, think about these things long term, because it's really easy to be seduced by all the nice stuff. They may have nice possessions. They may be interesting. They may go to very nice places. All of those things are very attractive, and it's very easy to be seduced. But if they have bad health habits, when you think long term, that's something that you're going to take on. And I can give you a personal example of something that I faced, and it was somebody that I had known in high school. I ran across them, you know, a little bit later, probably, you know, 4 or 5 years later after I'd gotten out of high school. And that lady, she was a smoker. And at the time, you know, that really didn't bother me. You know, we were in our early 20s. But she did have a bit of a drinking problem. And my experience with that has more to do with the alcohol issue that I've seen in my family. So it was sort of a warning flag for me. And disclaimer, I'm not a person that drinks. I don't have a problem with people that want to consume alcohol. So this isn't a judgment against those. But in this particular instance, the girl that I was dating had an alcohol problem. And I had a family dynamic in which one of my primary caregivers was an alcoholic. And what happened in my particular case is I learned what it felt like to be neglected in all the problems associated with the drama of people consuming too much alcohol and bringing the drama home, and just the embarrassment, you know, with the drama and the neighbors finding out, you know, that sort of thing. I lived with that in my childhood. Therefore, when I realized this girl that I was, you know, I had a lot of feelings for her, had the alcohol problem as a part of her life, I had to find it in myself to determine if this is a relationship that was going to work. I took quite a while before I ever brought up my concerns about the drinking. And as is the case with a lot of people who are alcoholics, she made excuses. And it was familiar to me. So, and needless to say, I mean, obviously I'm not involved with her at this point in time in my life. Needless to say, that relationship ended, but it was a very difficult conversation to have, because I knew that once I ventured into that conversation, it was going to be difficult for me, and it was going to be difficult for her, because some of the things that I was pointing out was not just something I had read out of a book. It was something that I experienced. And there was a lot of denial going on in her particular case. And this was the warning flag for me. because it was something that was not going to change, and it was only going to get worse. And what I could attest to at this point in time, I mean, I've obviously not been in contact with this person for years, but through the grapevine, I've seen that she's had health challenges, and a lot of the things that I was concerned about have, in fact, come true. So how does this affect you? Anecdotally, what I'm sharing is take in the information, make the observations, and think about what you already know of what we say about people that have drug issues in life. Some people have an issue with tobacco. And in this particular case, I was talking about the alcohol, which can really bring a problem, not only for this generation, but and beyond because of the dysfunction. I'm looking at the clock. I need to take a brief commercial break, but I'm going to come back and talk about some of those other things. So please stay tuned.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hello, welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson. And what I've been talking about thus far is thinking about health. In the early example, I started out by saying, sharing with a story about a couple that's going to get married, and the gentleman himself seemed like he may not be able to make it to the altar. And it was about how the other partner in the relationship seems to be oblivious to it, and is just... they have their own mindset. They just are heading towards the goal. And I do wish them well. But in terms of the other part to this, which is choosing a healthy partner, that's something you can do, or something you have to consider ahead of time. So what happens when you're in a relationship and you're having these kinds of things to deal with? Well, I'm going to talk about that a little bit. And here's something where you have to recall all the nurturing that you've ever experienced in life. And if you haven't had much of that, then this could be a very big challenge for you. Taking on someone else's medical situation as though it's your own. Because if you think about it, you're a team. And what happens to them happens to you. And you want them to be well. I mean, you love them. Of course you want them to be well. You know, it's not about, okay, now I'm going to kick them to the curb. They've got to figure it out themselves. Because if that's the way you operate in a relationship, then what would happen if they did that to you? That's where I'm going to leave that. But I'm going to go to the direction now of talking about if you're in a situation like that and you're dealing with somebody who doesn't want to improve the situation. They don't want to help take care of themselves. They just become a burden. That's a challenge. Do you stay in the relationship or do you go? And that's a choice. You're going to have to look yourself in the mirror and think about what it is that you will lose if you decide you want to leave the relationship. Now, if you decide to leave, one of the things that I'm going to mention, because I was in this situation, it was very heart-wrenching because there was a part of me that felt like I was abandoning someone, and abandonment is one of the issues that I've had to deal with much of my life. And to feel like I'm putting that on someone else was really hard. Now, this is what my mind was saying because I was looking to leave this relationship. Now, this was many, many years ago. So it's not as if this person couldn't take care of themselves. She was, again, she's in her 20s. So she could easily take care of herself. It wasn't like I was, you know, in my 50s and then abandoning someone because they were being abusive or I was leaving a situation because there was other challenges. This was, like I said, I was still very young, fresh out of high school and had really cared about this person and then moving on. But I have to applaud my recognition that there was a problem and I didn't just overlook it. So in trying to talk about that, I also learned something else about this individual, that we were not really going to be able to discuss problems and come to a resolution. That's the key point that I learned in that situation. Granted, had the situation been in the reverse, would I have been better? I don't know. But at that point in time in my life, I recognize that there are individuals who will work through problems with you, and then there are individuals who will tell you it's your problem. And I was not willing to take that on as if it were only my problem when I wasn't bringing it to the table. I only needed to know that I had somebody who was willing to work with me. And I found out that that wasn't the case. So that was a life's lesson that I learned in that situation. Now, this had to do with her health. And that's very important. Health is wealth. You know, there's an adage that, you know, people spend years and years earning lots of money and then wind up spending that money later on in years trying to get their health back. But early on, they were destroying their health. You know, there are a lot of things you can't undo. You have to make wise choices in the beginning. There are a lot of things that can be made better, but there are a lot of things that you have to look at and say, you know, I've got to make better choices to begin with. Because hopefully you'll live long enough and you'll be able to benefit from your own wisdom. So in the case of myself, it was learning about how to stand up for something that was a very important principle for me. Number one, I had dealt with alcoholics in my life, and it was very painful. And it would have been very easy for me to fall back into a relationship like that had those tendencies because it was so familiar. I mean, she was a nice person. She had a lot of love to give, but there were these thorny areas that were not to be fixed, and she was absolutely dead set against ever dealing with it. And that's something I had to learn to walk away from. And I've since had other opportunities to face those things with other people. So in sharing relationship wisdom, I've covered that and have also looked at my own stuff and what I brought to the situation, you know, what I brought to my life to have to deal with. So if this is you, if there's anything about this that resonates with you, that I encourage you to take a step back, think about your own stuff, and it may be a really good opportunity for you to rethink some of your own philosophy about how you've been in relationships, either one of which you don't want to deal with a problem and tell somebody else it's theirs when they're trying to bring it to you to discuss it. I think that's a very encouraging sign. That's somebody who wants to work with you. But if you're just going to refuse someone's desire to try to deal with a problem, then you know, you're kind of putting yourself out there on an island, and you may wind up losing a relationship that's important to you. So there again, there's many opportunities to do this better. And what's nice about this is when somebody cares about you and It could be either partner, the person that needs to be cared about or the person that brings the problem. However, it's great that you don't have to do it by yourself. But if you are in the situation in which you are faced with dealing with someone who refuses to address a very important issue, yes, you may be in the position of having to deal with the loss. You may have to walk away from that relationship just to save yourself. And that could be some painful times ahead for you. You have to deal with it as it comes. But realize that you're doing it for your survival. And there's nothing worse than being pulled through something because of someone else and them not being able to appreciate your love and dedication. Because that's all you have. That's all you have to give someone is your love and dedication to them. And if they can't appreciate it, you got to let them go. You have to let them go. Because you have to find it in yourself that you are worth loving, you're worth having, and being cherished. You got to do that for you. And when you're willing to do that, you'll find somebody who's willing to give it to you. Sometimes it takes a lot of work. Sometimes it takes some searching. Because we tend to attract the same kinds of people over and over again until we recognize what it is we're doing. I mean, I give you a perfect example. I grew up experiencing alcohol. It was around my dad. It was something that he had a problem with, and he tried to deal with it. Unfortunately, it took his life. But there and again, my mother was a saint. She was around, and she stuck by him as long as she possibly could. But that's where I saw the pain of dealing with it in my own life, my own childhood. So I know from where I'm speaking of what you may have to face. So I'm going to take a short commercial break, and then I will be back to wrap up this episode. Stay tuned.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hello and welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson. Today's topic has been thinking about health. It's not a small thing when you consider the aspects and when talking about relationships. And hopefully you've listened to my lead up into this portion of the podcast, which talks about it from another angle. Now, if you're the person who is dealing with someone who's bringing a lot of toxicity into the relationship, then you may have some very hard questions you have to answer. And if you're someone who is thinking about getting involved with somebody who brings something of this topic, again, if you've listened to the podcast, you know where I'm at with this, then it gives you a lot of questions to ask before you get involved, before this is something you might be taking on for the long term. Now, the end part to this is if you're the person who is dealing with someone who is very selfish on their own, let's say maybe you have the challenge of dealing with some health issues and you have a partner who is not very nurturing, not very understanding, that's a very, very painful place to be. It could be very difficult to try to leave a relationship like that. You know, there are lots of reasons people get together or stay together. Sometimes people stay together because one has health benefits and another one doesn't. And or you may get together for those kinds of reasons. I'm not judging. I think if you love somebody and you see that they have something in the way of a challenge like that and you want to get them taken care of, by all means, you do what you feel you need to do. And that could be a great gift for someone. But if you're in the position of dealing with a potential spouse who seems to be very narcissistic, just and you can't get the love and nurturing from them, you're in a tough spot. I can't really tell you what to do in that case. I can offer some examples or ideas of what to do. Maybe you might want to leave the relationship. Maybe you can have a conversation with them to bring notice to the circumstance. And they'll either recognize it or they won't. And if they don't, well, you may have to find other support. Those are very, very difficult issues. And with healthcare being what it is in this country, and the challenges facing people with the expense, it's one of the reasons why you thinking about it from the standpoint of valuing it as early as you possibly can, and knowing some of the consequences of not caring about it until later on in life, you know, you can be setting yourself up for a loss. And it could be, it's not just financial, I mean, emotionally. One of the most heartbreaking things that I see is when somebody young makes conscious choices to do things that are very detrimental to their health. And then their loved ones have to pay the price. They have to make up for whatever it is that the person can't take care of themselves. And it's a very heart-wrenching thing to see. The quality of life, I mean, for a young person, quality of life is everything. I mean, you definitely don't think about mortality when we're young, but it's certainly something that older people face, if just because they've seen more of it or heard about it more, or they've learned about their friends who have passed on. You know, those are all examples. And when we're young, we don't see that as often. We might hear about someone having an illness or someone dying in a car accident, but those are just some of the things that happen in life. So I want you to think about your health. I want to think about who you include in your life. What are you willing to sacrifice in order to be in a relationship with someone else? Think about those things. Give as much thought as you can to that. I mean, think about the people around you that have loved and have been in love. And I think all of us can, at this day and age, can think of someone who's had a health challenge. And the people around them who rally to their support. And you can also think about those who just sort of walked away. Like, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to be nurturing or be caring. You know, I hope if you're one of those that didn't know how to be nurturing and didn't know how to be caring, you think about how to overcome that, because we're all going to be there at some point in time in our lives. We're not going to be well forever. And learning how to give of yourself and those kinds of things, that's really going to be part of the quality that you bring to a relationship, because we certainly like feeling loved. So learn how to do that for someone else. And, you know, you will have earned it. You will have earned, you should learn how to love so that you can feel that you deserve love, because we all do. I'm John Johnson. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast, and I want to thank you for listening. Thinking about health.